संन्यावादि पश्चात्यादेशतारिणे श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रीअद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मुखा करोति वाचालं पंगुलं गायते गिरि We had the Gaurapurnima festival. Right after Gaurapurnima, I went to Bangladesh with 120 devotees from 25-30 countries. And we're there for 20 days, every night, late programs. And came back to Mayapur, they had Vyas Puja. I was doing the aarti for the deities. And we had Indian Continental Committee meetings and regional governing body committee meetings. So for about 2 months, it's been non-stop. Then last night, I caught the flight at midnight and flew here. So I'm not recuperated yet. Forgive me if I was listening, but good time I dozed. This is very moving exchange. How the devotees are expressing their realizations and appreciations. We do this every year at the Vyasa Puja, but there's no. Once I was told by some GBC guy, there's no rule against glorifying the Guru. Appreciating the Guru, that it can be done anytime. We must do it in Vyasa Puja, we can do it other times. I've been coming to Malaysia since about 1984, or before that. '82. 1982, and that time there was a crisis here. So I spent 21 days in Malaysia. A record. And over the year we started that time, we just had the Kuala Lumpur temple, maybe there afterwards there was something. Again, not too many places. Many small namhans and things. So over the years, ISKCON Malaysia has grown. I don't know how many devotees do we have now in Malaysia? We should figure out how to count. Now we're doing a program called Shraddha Kutir that Bhaktivinoda Thakur advised to do, Bhakti Homes. The homes where people are vegetarian and chanting Hare Krishna, devotees. We recognize them as bhakti homes or Shraddha Kutirs. We need the houses of faith. It would be nice to see how many houses we come up with. This human form of life is very valuable. Durlabha Manava Janma, rare human life, because by this human life we can get satsanga. We can also cross over the ocean of birth and death. Prabhupada was encouraging that people should serve Krishna, should serve God. But instead they are serving so many other things. That a human form of life, we got it after going through 8,400,000 species of life. It's an opportunity, it's an open door to go back to Krishna. How many would like to go back to Krishna in this life, back to Godhead, back to the spiritual world? A few months ago I was in Hong Kong talking with one wealthy businessman, and he told me that, you know, I don't want to go back to Godhead. What will I do there? Sit all day long chanting japa. I like it here. So, Krishna said there are different kinds of people that don't get his mercy. Mudhas, foolish like the ass. Maya Pratigana, people that have knowledge but it's stolen by the material energy. Then there's the asuras, the atheists. Which was the fourth one? Spiritual, more religious. But we're taking birth again and again and again. Ramanda Ramite Konobagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Bhai Bhakti Lota Beach. We're wandering around birth after birth, and finally, by Krishna's mercy, we get a spiritual master. And from the spiritual master, we get the seed of bhakti. And we water that seed of bhakti and grows until it penetrates the 14 planetary systems, penetrates the material limits, goes to the Brahma Jyoti, the spiritual light, goes to the spiritual planet, to the highest planet of Golok Vrindavan, and the plant wraps around Radha and Krishna's lotus feet. Then the plant produces fruits and flowers. The flowers are ecstatic love for Krishna, and the fruit is pure Krishna prema. So in, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, we know that actually in the spiritual world you're not sitting somewhere just doing japa, although doing japa can be very, very blissful also. But there you're engaging in pastimes with Krishna. Vrindavan with the cowherd boys, and Mathura with Ugrasena and others, and in Dwaraka and Mahanavadeep. So the pastimes are so beautiful. So we want to develop a taste to have the pastimes with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And our spiritual master is coming as a representative. We cannot be so tuned in yet to Krishna, but we can serve his devotee. We offer our service to Krishna through the Guru and the Guru Parampara. So I pray that whenever they offer me any kind of appreciation, that it should be offered, received by Krishna. I'm offering it all to him. If I have any good qualities, by the blessing of my spiritual master, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, when someone would praise him, he said, the beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Because you're beautiful, you even see something good in someone as insignificant as me. And that's how I feel. You're all very beautiful people. That's why you're seeing I'm good even in someone as insignificant as I am. So we want to utilize this human form of life to develop our higher taste for spiritual life. Mostly people are using the valuable human life, spending the time, and so many hobbies and diversions, or watching the television, next door, here the devotees are chanting Hare Krishna, and next door they were playing with the remote controlled cars. When I was 7, 8 years old, I had a remote control car. Now they're still 20, 30 years old and they're playing. So, like this, one time Prabhupada was walking in Los Angeles by the golf course. And then he said, what is this? It's a golf course, Prabhupada. He said, what is golf? Well, golf, you see, they have a white ball, and then they take a stick with some metal on the end of it and they hit the ball. And then they try to get the ball to go inside of a hole a couple hundred meters away. And like this, the Prabhupada said that they'll do anything to waste the valuable human form of life. Waste our valuable time. Because people don't understand what is the priority of life. So we have the satsanga, we have this good association to remind us about the transcendental purpose to life. And actually Krishna consciousness is blissfully performed, like in Bhagavad Gita it says, susukkam kurtamabhyayam. It's imperishable. This Raja Vidya Raja Guruya Rahasyam Hetan Uttamam Susukam Kortamabha Susuk. Suk means what? You know? Anyone knows what Sukha means? Happiness. And Susukha? Super happiness. Prabhupada translated, super happy. How many would like to be super happy? So that's what Krishna consciousness is, to be, how to be super happy. The happiest person I've ever met in my life is His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Sometimes you may see His picture, looks like very grave. But if you're with next to him, you see his eyes are filled with tears of love. It's not a light happiness. It's not something like the other happiness is just like the waves on the ocean or something on the surface. His happiness is deep, like a tsunami, going right down to the bottom of the ocean. One time he was describing in Gorakhpur how Lord Chaitanya met Sanatana Goswami, and how they embraced. He took him up, Sanatana gave him a hug. And then Sanatana Goswami was crying. Lord Chaitanya was crying. Prabhupada said, this is almost like something like when the gopis and Krishna were being together. Such a profound meeting. Both were crying in ecstasy. Then Prabhupada got choked up. He couldn't speak. He was stunned, motionless. Tears of love were pouring down his cheeks, down his face. He couldn't speak, couldn't move. These are not tears of sadness, these are tears of ecstasy. Finally, after some time, he could speak a few words. He said, chant Hare Krishna. And everybody started to chant. Chaitanya Prabhupada didn't try to hide his emotions. But sometimes it became revealed. Everybody could see. Very grateful for all the devotees that are helping me here to develop this temple in Subranjaya. The temples around. They're typing, congratulations for getting the new land. And there's other places, Sungai Siput, they also have land. Everyone will have to be united for a couple of years to build the temple here. You showed me the plans upstairs, beautiful temple, octagon shape. Gornitai Deities, Radha Krishna. They're trying to decide the third. They're discussing many want to have Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman. If you have any ideas, you can suggest to them. I'm very glad that our place at Penang has a number of Chinese Bhakti Riksha groups. I'm glad that Lila Chitra is helping also in this regard. We want as many people as possible should get the mercy. They should all experience transcendental bliss. So like this human form of life is valuable. What do you want to achieve with your life? We work hard, we go to school, we get some education, we get a job, get married, get some children. Children grow up, they get married, we get old, we get sick, we die. Take birth again. Is that all? Or in there do you want to develop your real understanding of who you are? Get the Rajaguyam and the Susukam. We want to have all the devotees achieve this perfection. Side by side, Lord Chaitanya followers taught, Grihe Tako Bone Tako Sada Hadi Bone Tako. Whether you're Grihastha, whether you're in the renounced order, everyone should chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hey Rama, Hey Rama, Rama Rama, Hey Hari. So Lord Chaitanya, he taught how this process is very blissfully performed. We hope everyone here, Malaysia is a very happy place actually. People here are nice. But there's give more happiness. We get absolute happiness when we're Krishna conscious. So please everyone work together cooperatively. Try to do something wonderful for the glory of Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.